Yeah, well, I mean, obviously we've had some fantastic weather in relatively recent weeks, and as you know, there was a fodder crisis last year, indeed issues the year before as well. And I think that what we need is that when there's no crisis, like now, the government need to do an assessment of yields so far and projections ahead, and to put in place plans for meal vouchers, for additional supplies, should they be needed in the back end of the year and early next year. So what we're doing is calling on the Minister, Chagas, and the farming and organisations to come together, do review at this moment in time with projections of what sort of stocks are going to be available. Clearly there's no problem now, as one would expect, but now is the time to plan and put in place measures should the same difficulties that we had last year arise. So that's what we're seeking.
Essentially, for lack of a better term, in times of peace, prepare for war.
Well, yes, it would be prudent to assess stocks so far in the midsummer that we're in, and as I said, project going forward what's going to be available at the back end of the year and early next year, and to put in place a programme that can be followed should a crisis emerge, so that we're not firefighting to the extent that we were last year, and the misery and hardship that was put on farming families all over the country, particularly in the northwest. So now is the time to be prudent, to put those measures in place, do an assessment, and that's what we're simply calling for now.